Hey, and welcome to the podcast. And this is our first time doing a podcast. I'm here with
Swervel Ice.
And this is Chucky Finesse. Alright. Today's story is gonna be about first time we ever lost our virginity.
Man, crazy topic.
It's a crazy topic.
Yeah, sir.
Alright, so I'm gonna go first, but well, to start it off, of the day I lost my virginity, I was on my way to school, and at the time I had a Android, one of the cheap Galaxy Androids.
Who didn't have an Android that time?
It was in 2015, I believe, and I was 15 years old. If my mom hears this, I just lost it today.
Oh man, oh man.
Anywho, I was on my way to school, and I had a girlfriend, and I was texting other females, of course. I was a kid.
You know how Chucky Finesse is, a hoe.
Yeah, I used to be a hoe, but I was on my way to school, taking the bus, the 21 bus. If you're from Morris Academy, you already know that bus.
You already know.
Bro. And I was texting this other female, and I forgot that my girl had my password to my Facebook.
He just got caught.
And I did not realize that. And I'm like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take this L. And I'm going to lose my virginity. And I took the L. I lost my girl that day. And I went to school, whatever. And after school, I met up with the girl I was texting. She actually went all the way to my crib. And that's like on the other side of the Bronx. And I didn't even realize that I told her. But at the same time, I didn't think she would go. And she ended up going, and I like went in front of her, whatever. Any comments, Jordan?
Damn, he just fucked up.
But yeah, I met up with her. We went upstairs to my crib, and I expected no one to be home that day. But what do you know? I opened my door, and there goes my mom, my stepdad, my older sister, my nephew, my older brother, and my other older sister.
It had to be a sneaky link, but you know how it goes.
Yeah, that sneaky link was fucked up. Excuse the language, but yeah. We went inside or whatever. I went to my room to check if my brother was there, because we were sharing rooms. And he wasn't there, and I was like, fuck. So I went to the living room. Nobody was in the living room or whatever. And, you know, one thing led to another, and we started kissing. And for some reason, that day, everybody decides they need my advice that day. I'm in the living room with Shorty, and they all go into the living room asking me for advice on their relationships. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? My dad, my stepdad, my mom, my brother's sister. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, out of all days, today's the day. And so we're making out. She's on my lap or whatever. You know, take out my cock. Jordan's face. He's just stuck. He's fucking saucy right now. I took out my cock or whatever. And she's just there. She just starts sucking me. And I'm like, holy shit. This is what she said she's going to do on messages.
It's about time.
And she's actually doing it.
She was in front of
me. Yeah, I was confused as fuck. But at the same time, I was like, I did say I wanted to do this. At the same time, I didn't. Because at first, before this even happened, I told her, I said, yeah, I lost my virginity already. I had like two bodies.
He was capping.
Yeah, I had zero bodies. She started giving me head or whatever. And I'm like, holy shit. And then my fucking sister comes to the living room to ask me for advice. And I'm like, what the actual fuck is going on?
Oh, shit.
She almost caught us. She didn't. And she left. And then my stepdad came to the living room, almost caught us as well. He didn't. And then he left. And then I go down on my knees, you know, to eat her out and shit first time. I didn't mess up, though. I did pretty well my first time. But while I did that, I was on my way to taking off my pants. And then my mother came into the living room. She caught Shorty with her pants off. I pulled my pants up. I was like, holy fuck. I was just stuck, and my mom's, what do you know, she's asking me for advice with her relationship, just like my stepdad did. And she didn't say nothing, because I think she knew what was going on, but at the same time, she wasn't sure. And I just, like, kind of played it off, and then she left or whatever. Then, you know, had sex with the girl after she left the room. But it wasn't really sex. It lasted for, like, 30 seconds. I did not bust a nut. It's just everybody kept coming in, and then my friend Izzy came to pick up his keys. He knocked on the door. I was like, fuck. And, you know, it wasn't my worst day, but the worst part was I had to walk her to the bus. I did not want to walk her to the bus because I was so embarrassed, because after she left or whatever, I came home. Back home, my mom asked me, did you fucking lose your virginity? And I lied my fucking ass off. I said, no, I did not. She took off her pants. She tried to have sex with me. I told her, I'm not like that, ma'am. I'm saving myself. But yeah, I kind of lied about it. It was just a funny situation. I kind of don't consider that day losing my virginity. Kind of consider it like two bodies after, maybe. I don't know. That's for another story, but. What about you, Swerve Ice? How was your first time?
Damn, let me tell you about my first time when it was my virginity. It was the craziest experience ever. This girl was a baddie. She had a fat ass. I was scared to bust a nut in her by mistake. Damn, she came to my crib the first time. I was like, alright, what I'm supposed to do?
What was she, Spanish?
African-American? She was, you know, I like dark-skinned girls, you know.
As you should.
She was chopped though, but
chopped ugly.
Word. She was chopped ugly, but her shit was fat.
Boy. It was the skis.
It was the skis. You know how it is. I met her on Facebook. She pulled up to my crib,
as everybody does,
right? She first started sucking my dick and all that. Pause in the language, but she started going crazy, giving me the sloppy toppy. I'm like, all right. She got on top of me, started riding. Bro, it was a short story, but my stepfather knocked on the door, came in the door. He saw her riding my dick.
Oh, God. Not the dad.
When it's the dad, that's where you know you fucked up, nigga. You fucked up. That's my story, though.
What happened? What did your dad do? Nah. Anything? She left?
He kicked both of us out.
The whole day? You didn't go home after
nah,
that?
Nah, I ain't go home after that. Yeah. It was done for. It was pitiful. We fucked for like 3 minutes only. I mean, shit.
Your dad said, fuck you and leave.
Yeah.
That gotta be horrible. Oh, another thing. My mom, she didn't think I lost my virginity to like 18 years of age. Like those for, what was it, 3 years?
That's right. Because I didn't even know he lost his virginity at 15. Nigga told me he was 19.
Yeah, everybody thinks I was 19 when I lost my virginity. It was way before that. I was a youngin. She was a youngin. We were both young and dumb. We didn't know what the fuck to do.
We're 16 years old. Fucking ugly bitches. Bad for business.
But anyway, that's it for the podcast. Come back another day for another podcast. We will try to upload every day. I hope we can upload every day, but for now, we'll see you till next time.
This is your boy Swervo
and Chucky. See you later.